You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Alley before the All-Star break, the Brewers try to salvage one in Pittsburgh this afternoon against the Pirates, just as they did in April, losing the first couple of games of that series. They won the last game on that Sunday afternoon. We're back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Time for the starting lineups, and they're brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. Against the great Paul Skeens, it'll be Christian Yelich for the Brewers at the top of the lineup again. He's the designated hitter. Jackson Churio in left field will bat second, and Bryce Turang is the second baseman hitting third. Jake Bowers in the cleanup spot again for the Brewers. He's the first baseman, and with William Contreras getting a second straight game off, he is going to be replaced as the catcher by the number five hitter, Gary Sanchez. Garrett Mitchell in center field is batting sixth. Sal Frelick will play right field and hit number seven. Joey Ortiz gives Cooper Pratt the afternoon off as the shortstop. Ortiz is batting eighth, and then it's the newcomer today, Braden Shumake. Just acquired this morning in a deal from the Astros. He'll play third base and bat ninth in his Brewers debut against Skeens.
Morning, everybody. Back we are.
On the music of the stars. Card, it's Robert Gasser.
On the Civic Media Radio Network.
As the Brewers starter today. The team is
summertime
each of the last
thoughts.
Four
a beautiful
games
time.
That he has started.
Slow down
the
and
for the Pirates as they
soak
drive
up
for the
this Wisconsin
with the center
sunshine.
Fielder, the speedster, Jake Mangum.
And enjoy the longer
Brandon
days.
Brandon Lowe, the second baseman, is batting
Season's
second again.
Season's in full
Brian
swing.
Reynolds
I like
in left field will bat
that
third.
Word. Swing.
Yesterday's
like,
hero, ace Marilyn
like Bobby
Valdez
Rydell was
right
so good
field,
at doing. Today's umpire presented by Shannon and Dusty. We got the chief Alfonso Marquez on the board. Now you're set. On the second base, girls in the bikini. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. With over $1 billion worth of overhead, it's just no matter the size of your case. Shannon and Dunphy, those days experience, results, justice. First pitch is right around the corner as we head into the All-Star break with this one here today. He has more of the On Deck Show built by Menards right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Ryan Dunn, and I'm a Wisconsin dental assistant. I want my patients to know that by going to the dentist ring, you can hope to prevent all sorts of diseases. What surprises many is that with modern screening, dentistry is faster, cleaner, and much more comfortable.
Choose a Wisconsin Dental Association member for the care your smile deserves.
Summer like baseball. Whether you're headed to the stadium solo or tailgating with friends, Tsunami Express Car Wash keeps your ride looking game day ready. Wash away dust, bugs, and road grime with unlimited daily washes and free bags as a Tsunami Express member. So before you show up the crew, make sure your vehicle looks as good as your game day spirit. Plans start at just $16 for your first month. Learn more at TsunamiExpress.com. Tsunami Express Car Wash, the official car wash of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Shopping for new windows and doors shouldn't feel like a negotiation. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin doesn't believe in games. They never inflate pricing, and there's no high-pressure sales pitch. Just premium windows and doors built for long-term comfort, beauty, and peace of mind. Buy direct through Pella, and one trusted team handles everything with Pella-certified installers every step of the way. Real pricing, premium quality, no games. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Just give that venom everything you got.
I don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is being brought to you by American Family Insurance. Miller Lite, it's Miller Time. Construction Business Group.
Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Good Arts. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Island Resort and Casino, Wisconsin Dental Association, Iron Workers Local 8, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, North Shore Adult Diapers, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Labor's District Council, Tsunami Express Car Wash, and Wisconsin's Dairy Farmers. Brewers and the Pirates, game three of this three-game series. When we return after this on the On Deck Show, Go Find It On the Brewers Radio Network.
Celebrate some of the all-American ways to be pursued. Tailgate season starts here. Grab open some of your favorite craveable stands, high school drinks, red, white, blue energy boost, adult beverages, bottled water, everything you need to keep the party going. And pomades of ice, just $1.99.
It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot.
Studebaker's Lightning Fast Strike.
Just give that rhythm everything you got.
Friday rolls around. Don't miss the epic Friday fish fry.
Great stuff out of Chicagoland. I know that guy, Matt Lewis. And the next guy you're going to like, too. This is music. Sweet and hot at the same time.
Oh,
like Doris Day. Doris was at her
they
peak.
They treated me like family. They're actually
ever
people
not
that
at
you
her
can
peak.
Depend on.
Here's
they
Doris
made me feel
Day.
Seen. They really treated me like I was a part of their family, a part of their team.
They ask how you're doing, how you're feeling.
They're just so welcoming and so sweet and kind.
It's like family caring about another member of the family.
If you've been injured, it costs you nothing to see if Gruber Law Offices can help.
Taste of Wisconsin is back. July 24th to the 26th, Kenosha's annual Scrumptious Summer event returns to the lakefront. 3 days packed with live music, family fun, and the flavors that make Wisconsin famous. The best part, admission is free. Taste of Wisconsin, July 24th to the 26th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Western Kenosha. Every bite helps local scholarships, youth programs, and community charities. See why tens of thousands make Taste of Wisconsin a yearly summer tradition. Learn more at tasteofwi.com.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Only minutes away from the Pirates taking to the field. We've got the first game in baseball on the final day before the All-Star break here at PNC Park. It is gorgeous. Sun shining brightly, reflecting off the Allegheny River out past the outfield here as the Brewers and the Pirates wrap up this three-game series that'll be completed in just about 27 total hours. Pirates swept that doubleheader yesterday. Brewers will try to salvage one as they head into the break. Let's take a drive around the league. Preview of today's action presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Trusted Contractors, building Wisconsin together. Told you the Brewers lead is 6 over the second place Cubs. They're going to play a rubber match in Cincinnati at 12:40 Central. Matthew Boyd is going to start for Craig Council's team opposite Andrew Abbott. Cubs won 5-3 last night after they were shut out in the series opener. And it's going to be the Cardinals trying to sweep the Braves. They won the first two games with great pitching at Busch after the Brewers had won 4 out of 5 in that series against St. Louis prior. 1:15 today for that series finale. And Dustin May on the mound for the Redbirds. They're currently 8.5 games behind the Brewers in third place in the division. The Pirates coming into today are 10.5 games behind the Brewers. They're the fourth place club. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the team that we're going to see coming out of the All-Star break, the Miami Marlins, will try to avoid being swept at home by the Cleveland Guardians. Marlins had come into that series on a 6-game winning streak. They have the best record in the majors since June 1st. Even with those two losses, 26-10 since the calendar turned to June at 12:40, they will play that series finale against Cleveland. And the hottest team right now in the majors is the Boston Red Sox. Kind of out of nowhere. They're trying to sweep the Mets at City Field.
Hit me a town in any climb where people like a swing
in
time.
And stay awake a whole
day and night.
It's going to be a later start than we were told it would be, as is usually the case here in Pittsburgh. Pirates have not yet even come out of the dugout to start. The warm-ups and finally ball schemes are working. He is the first man out there, so we'll start about 2 minutes late. That's par for the course here. Elsewhere today in baseball, we've got that day two of the draft going on. If you missed it yesterday, the Brewers had a really cool first round trade in that he's obviously going to be a good player, but it's the younger brother of last year's competitive balance pick, Brady Ebel. They have two brothers. Picked early in the draft in back-to-back years out of high school in California. Trey Ebel, 17, and their father, Dino Ebel, is the Dodgers third base coach. Really neat story there. Second pick in the second round was outfielder out of TCU, Sawyer Strohsnyder. Third round pick, outfielder out of Florida University, Kyle Jones. And the fourth pick, the Brewers, the final one they made yesterday, right-hander Julian Garcia, a high school pitcher out of the state of California. It's also the All-Star Futures game today. And in the National League lineup, we got two Milwaukee Brewer prospects being represented. The two biggest prospects in the organization. Jesus Today batting third, playing shortstop. And Luis Peña hitting eighth and playing third base for the NL team in the Futures game in Philadelphia. So Skeens is taking his warm-ups. Brewers have not been swept in a divisional series since they were encouraged in Pittsburgh 4 years ago, just about in August 2022. The last time a divisional opponent swept them. They want to keep it that way. Let's also have a link for the two play-by-play.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Story and the Law of Brewers Baseball Pearls and may not be reproduced.
Could not ask for a more beautiful day. It is going to be a huge crowd here at PNC Park.
There's
the
Steve Beasant and Dana Melo
in this
from Chicago.
With the Brewers here finally in the last decade or so.
And the music of the star.
Pick me a town.
Got underway at 12:18.
Where people like
81 beautiful degrees. First pitch here. Pittsburgh. Skeens out of the windup to 1-1. Yelich took outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. First pitch of Brewers baseball. He is brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can. Stop at your local retailer and stock up for the game for the next tailgate. Carbless. This is more. Skeens looking in through his glove into 2-1 to Yelich. He is popped up foul. Back behind home plate. Down to play. And the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Our quick trip around the bases presented by Mamba Candy. And today's contestant is James Carpenter of Hudson. Hudson had a draft pick yesterday. Pretty cool story. 2-2 pitch. Yelich, a sharply hit ground ball, hits the mound, bobbled by Triolo behind the second base back, throws to first, and still gets it there in time for Terry Yelich. A lot going on that play. Seems silly to write it down to 6-3 in the scorebook, but that's the way it's scored. And there's one away here in the top of the first inning for Jackson Churio. It's a sharply hit ground ball by Yelich, hit it at 107. It hit the mound, and then Triolo did not field it cleanly, but stayed with it and never panicked. Here's Jackson Churio hitting 281 with 13 home runs. pitch to him. Brandon takes a strike. It's 0-1. If the Brewers score in the first inning, James will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Mamba TV and Quick Trip. Stop in and pick up Mamba Magic Sticks or Mamba Very Tasty and Quick Trip. 0-1 to Churio. There's a swing and miss. And a sweeper off the plate away. It snowballs in 2 strikes. 1-for-6 yesterday in that doubleheader for Churio.
A lot of bread. And gangs of meat.
Skeeton's out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase that sweeper down the way. And there's 2 outs. Strikeout number 1 for Skeeton's. And here's Bryce Terang. Bryce hitting 266, 13 home runs, 58 driven in. 1-for-8 yesterday, had the 2-run double off the wall in left. Game 2. Off the doubleheader. He's pitching Skeeton's. Swing on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Alfonso Marquez, the crew chief, calls the balls and strikes.
Mills Brothers, but you guessed that
first.
Already. How about some Lance unusual
Barrett
tunes?
At second, Malachi Moore in the rocking chair
well,
over
like
third.
Jimmy Cagney. Now, what's unusual about that? Nothing. He did this in Shanghai Lil.
Over
and
the mound, charging
co-star
it is
Ruby
Keeler.
There they are.
In time to get to Rang. And Brewers retired in order in the top of the first. We go to the bottom of 1. Brewers nothing. Pirates coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family
and
Insurance.
And Fred McMurray.
Looking for sir.
It's summer. You're hungry. You know where to go.
A baraboo.
Kenosha. Durango's Kenosha. The King's Custard Patio Window has all your sweet treats. Custard in a cup, cone, or sundae. Plus tornadoes, shakes, malts, slushies, and scoops of Cedar Crest ice cream. Snag a one-topping pizza at the patio window for just $7. And a water or soda for $1 more. Find more summer specials at Durango'sKenosha.com. Durango's Kenosha. Durango's Kenosha. 31st Street and 22nd Avenue.
Call the Comfort Experts at Building Waters today and take advantage of their incredible $89 AC Tuner Clean Special. 262-989-1000 online at buildingwaters.com.
Bring the everyday grind for a whole lot of fun. The Lanes on 20 is Racine's go-to spot for smiles, strikes, and unforgettable nights. That's your stress melting away. Then grab a seat at Anchor Brothers Pub, where juicy burgers, cheese curds, ice cream, beer, and all your pub favorites are set to crush your cravings. When Friday rolls around, don't miss the epic Friday fish fry. It's worth the wait. Bring your friends, your family, and your appetite right now to Anchor Brothers Pub at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Timeless hits and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
We go to the bottom of the first inning here in Pittsburgh. No score, Brewers and Pirates. Robert Gasser making his ninth start of the year. 2-3 with a 4.15 ERA for Gasser. He has pitched well of late for the Brewers. Jake Mangum leads things off for Pittsburgh. First pitch swinging, a fly ball to left. It's going to carry out to Churio back into his right. Drifting underneath makes the catch. And one pitch and one out for Gasser here in the bottom of the first. We get Brandon Lau to the plate for Pittsburgh. Brewers baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories.
Andy, I'm so glad you called.
It's Miller time. Lau had a good day yesterday. Went 3-for-8 in that series.
Nice to see you again. Here you are, Mr. McMurray.
Hitting 246 you know, on the year, 21 home runs.
Yes, we met last
he has driven in 64
George,
on the
idea
season.
Of maybe doing an act with,
Gasser's first
with
pitch,
the
a sinker that caught the inside like edge, and it's 0-1. Gasser
you,
worked
well,
in
well,
the eighth
mind.
Inning.
I don't think it'd be too, I
in his
I didn't
last
know
start, that was game two of the doubleheader in St. Louis. He went 7 2/3, gave up just 4 hits and 2 runs. The 0-1, this is line down the right field line, but hooking foul and out of play.
You won't have to worry about it. I'll play the lead, and all you have to do is play a little, add a little harmony behind me, and we'll put it
the
in easy
Pirates
key for you.
The Pirates video productions team, they put little tidbits about players up on the board when they're at the plate.
I
and
won't
they have a headline
fast, so
for it.
Have any trouble keeping up.
For Brandon Lau,
okay,
it says
be a good
Urban
idea
Lau Boy.
For one of you to beat it off in whatever tempo you'd like to play. You know, something kind of easy.
Okay.
1-2.
Gasser's 0-2 pitch. Missed outside with a sweeper. One ball and two strikes. There are people in this ballpark that don't know that WWE is pronounced Lowe for Brandon's name, so they're going Ruben Lowboy. They're a little confused, I bet. 2 pitch. Foul back into the net. The state of Bowling, two strikes. It is country weekend here in Pittsburgh. They've had all their in-stadium hosts wearing cowboy hats. Country music artists throwing out the first pitch. 1-2 is a high fly ball down the right field line. It is looking foul. At home run distance, but plenty foul. That was a sweeper. Gasser got away with one there. It was a sweeper. Middle.
Fred McMurray on sex with the Osmond brother.
A ball and two strikes, one out, nobody on here.
Was that what
bottom
you had
the
in
first
mind,
inning, the pitch.
Murray?
He didn't chase that sweeper down the way. And it's 2 balls and two strikes.
The boys play very well, but what?
This stretch of good starts for Gasser really started with that start against Cleveland back on June 16th. He's been a different guy from that point forward.
What style would you like the boys to play? Chicago, progressive, Dixieland? What did you have in mind?
Well, I just thought maybe something like this.
2-2 pitch. Fly ball foul and out of play down the left field line. Stings at 2 balls and 2 strikes. You could probably take it back a little bit further than that if you wanted to. His third start of the year came on June the 3rd against the Giants. He went 5 innings, gave up just 1 run. The start after that was in Vegas against the A's. Those don't count. They do, but they shouldn't. And then this latest run,
it could have been my leg.
Starting with the Cleveland
it could have been my head. I might have died.
That just missed inside. It's going to be challenged by
Gary
Sinise.
Any man should expect that his family will come rushing to his side.
He's going to get a strikeout for
this pitcher. What's wrong with that? My family rushing to my side. What's wrong with that?
ASAP strikeout for Gasser, his first of the afternoon.
I'm generous and
kind. There's 2 down now for Brian Reynolds. A great challenge by Gary Sinise.
So when
challenge is brought to you by Pella Windows, his doors of Wisconsin,
right,
and now here's
that
Brian
his wife
Reynolds.
Should share the agony he bears.
What's he walks wrong to the plate to family tradition.
What's wrong with that?
By Hank Williams Jr.
I want my wife to share my life. What's wrong with that?
That's a good here song on Country house, Music I'm Weekend here.
Three strong, intelligent children.
Reynolds.
Where are they
this
now
is down low
in their father's
sweeper.
Time
it's one ball and no strikes.
I give them private tutors, the finest
no
physical training, all in vain.
Out of the first inning, just getting underway here between the Brewers and the Pirates. Brewers
I
trying to salvage a game out
Bible.
Of this series.
I believe in Uncle Sam and the
Gasser's
sure
1-0 pitch. That missed down and in with a changeup that time.
I believe
balls,
a man
no
who's bitten has the right to demand that his
hits
family
from the right
give him sympathy
the
and love.
Gasser.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
The flag above, the flag is too loud. What's wrong with
that? This one in foul territory, first base side. Bowers gives it a look, but it'll find the seats, and it's 2-1. Reynolds hitting 282, 14 home runs. He's driven in 58. Pirates wearing their black tops and their white pants. Brewers in the powder blues.
And Dasha Smith.
Games of this series. They've got the gray pants on, the navy caps with the
from
yellow
the happiest
panel.
Millionaire.
And the 2-1. Now it's fouled back and out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Next up, believe it or not, Joan Crawford.
Reynolds 2-for-6 yesterday with an RBI. Takes his time getting back into the box. Gasser looks into Sanchez, has the one he wants. And the 2-2 pitch. Line down the right field line. That is a foul ball by a couple of feet. If it's fair, it's extra bases for Reynolds. But it is a foul ball. And the battle continues. Gasser got the first out of the bottom of the first on 1 pitch. Jake Mangum flying out to left. Lau had a lengthy at bat, ended up striking out. Now Reynolds putting together a little lengthier AP as well. This will be the 15th pitch of the inning for Gasser. 2-2. And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a sweeper. A very impressive 1-2-3 first from Robert Gasser. As we go to the second inning, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller time. people think it just happens, but that's not true. You know what you gotta do? You gotta go say hello with some beers. Make the plans. Get the couch. Go to that thing. Play the game. See them in person. Talk to that stranger. Live a little. Small acts of rebellion that bring us together. Because legendary moments start with a light. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2026 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste and only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Smart 18 is the union for Wisconsin's sheet metal workers. And a Smart 18 partnership comes with a powerful advantage for business owners. You'll have access to a highly skilled workforce and enhanced training and safety programs, which means less turnover and headaches.
And it was a refuge.
Smart 18 connections bring more job bids.
I found out tonight that this boy's in trouble.
And gain a competitive
maybe alone.
Edge. Move your shop ahead.
It's blinding.
Visit GoSmart18.com.
I can't think of anything else.
Today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance.
You said it straight.
That's
as you always do.
Their team is always there to protect your dreams.
I'll call you in the morning.
Right.
It's awful hurting you this way.
Shaving.
We
one
go to the top of the
level.
Second inning. No score, Brewers
that's
and Pirates.
That's about the only chance I'd have.
Jake hi. Bowers to lead things off against Paul Skeens
wow.
here.
Still a pretty good picture.
Good 1-2-3 inning for Robert Gasser in the bottom of the first for the Brewers. Skeens out of the windup brings home the first pitch to Bowers and swung on and fouled
Joan
back
Crawford
over the screen.
Has Blanche Hudson.
And it's 0-1.
Whatever
Bowers
happened
one
to BBJ?
1-for-6 against Skeens in his career. Brewers have seen Skeens a fair amount over the years.
In the sky. Oliver Hardy.
They have had some success against him. As Josh said, he was brilliant back in April at American Family Field against the Brewers. The pitch to Bowers is down and in. And it's one ball and one strike on Jake. Bowers, Sanchez, and Mitchell here. Bowers, of course, the cleanup hitter. It's brought to you by Loyal Family. The 1-1. Bowers took up and away 2 balls and 1 strike. Cleanup hitting home game for Loyal Family. Located in Muskego, serving southeastern Wisconsin and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for free inspection today. 2-1 to Bowers is a fly ball into left center field. It's pushing back. Reynolds onto the very edge of the warning track. Maybe a step in front of it to make the catch. And there's one away. Jake.
You wouldn't be able to do these
left
awful
the
things to me if I were still
hour,
in this chair.
Ballpark held it. There's one away for Gary Sanchez.
But
Sanchez
hitting
217,
Lance,
8 home runs. He's driven
chair.
In 24. A couple of walks in yesterday's.
One more from Joan Crawford.
This one in the air to right center field, tracking it is Mankum. He's there to make the catch. And there's two down, medium depth on that fly ball off the bat of Gary Sanchez. A splitter that stayed up. Gary would love to see that pitch again. That's a pitch that Gary typically will do some damage with. Just missed that one. And two quick outs for Skeens here in the top of the second inning. He has recorded 5 outs on 15 pitches to open up this contest. The pitch to Mitchell's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Garrett 0-for-3 with a walk and a couple of strikeouts against Skeens in his career. Having a breakout season, 274 average, 8 home runs, 43 driven in.
But darling, they never saw you.
The 0-1. And Mitchell, a ground ball to second base. It'll skip out to Lau, who fields it and sidearms it over to first. And the Brewers down in order. Just 17 pitches to get through the first two innings for Paul Skeens. We go to the bottom of two. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Looking for the perfect place for your summer birthday party, workouting, or anniversary party? Make it a Brewers group outing. From premium spaces to tailgate areas, the crew makes the best host. Get started at brewers.com/groups.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Few things go better at a ball game than a good old all beef Frank. Hi, this is Robin. My Hall of Fame Franks are all beef, and one bite is all it takes for you to know this is the good stuff. Whether you're tailgating, picnicking, or just cooking out in the backyard, it's a crowd pleaser for family and friends. It's real beef and real good. What's also great is a portion of the proceeds will go to the Mac Fund. Made by Usingers, you know they're the best.
Saving money on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. They make a variety of sizes that can cool your space quickly. Plus, they're easy to set up and deliver reliable cooling all summer long. Save big on a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com to find all our great deals happening this week.
Joan Crawford Records.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
We've got Walter Houston on. This is really good.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Walter Houston did the September song. Mr. Liberace did a great job on that. Signing off his syndicated TV show in the 1950s, early 60s, black and white, on film. And if you had a TV station, you'd buy it. And it was done very well. But he did September's song as a fade-out. I think the best version was that of Walter Houston.
I think he went, I gotta say, foul tip, in fact. Into the middle of Sanchez, no balls in one strike.
Walter Houston, John Houston's daddy. Here he is.
That Pirates uniform. The 0-1 is a hard hit ground ball. It eats up the third baseman, Shoemake, and trickles into left field. And Valdez not stopping at first. He's on his way to second.
And the day
so the weekend of Esmerlin, when you Valdez continues. He had four hits yesterday, including three home runs and eight RBIs.
And I walk
and he's got a double
late
to lead off the second inning here off of Gasser. Now,
and I haven't got time.
That was a hard hit ball. Shoemake will tell you he should have made the play.
Game.
I think he got that as a double all the way, but
and the days turn to gold.
A play that
as they
Shoemake probably has made before in his career. A hard backhanded pick. First pitch to Ryan O'Hearn is in there for a strike and it's 0-1. But you definitely have to rule that a double, I would think, as quickly as that got on the third baseman over there at the hot corner.
These golden days I'd spend.
Gasser looks at second, and the 0-1 pitch is chopped foul right at the plate. And it's 0-2 on O'Hearn, who went 0-6 yesterday in the doubleheader. 283 average, 16 home runs, 61 driven in. Again, we told you yesterday, this is a good Pirates offense, even without O'Neill Cruz and Connor Griffin, who they are currently without.
They have little to offer but the song.
0-2 pitch. Is a fly ball to right. Hit well. It is back. It is at the track. It is off the very top of the wall. Freeland will play it off the wall. Around third is Valdez. He will score. It's an RBI double for Ryan O'Hearn. His first hit of the series. And the Pirates have taken a 1-0 lead. So Pittsburgh jumps out in front early here in the bottom of the second inning. That ball was really well hit. That's out of a lot of ballparks, but that elevated wall and right kept it in play. And now here's Nick Gonzalez. Hey, before the first pitch or after the final out, give your ride an all-star clean at Tsunami Express. Tsunami Express Car Wash, the official car wash of the Milwaukee Brewers.
To a precious few September.
So right-handed hitting, Nick Gonzalez is up there. First pitch to him is a liner right to Shoemake, who makes the catch at third. For the first out, no chance to double off O'Hearn at second base. He was scrambling back to the bag. And there's one away for Marcell Ozuna. Ozuna 0-3 yesterday, just 2-1. Probably not overachieved what they would have thought. Sweeper missed outside the ball. now has exceeded. And it's really changed the length of this Pirates lineup as a result of it.
From May to December.
1-0 pitch. And Ozuna, a little flare into right center field. That's down for a base hit. Around third when is O'Hearn. He's going to score. It's 2-0 Pirates on the RBI single for Marcelo Ozuna, who drives it his 27th of the season.
And I walk a little late. And I haven't got
so the back-to-back doubles have both come around and scored.
The
that was a fastball
game.
Down below the zone.
And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September.
It's not hit very hard.
November.
But the right spot over the infield and down in front of the outfielders. So still just one out. Now here's Jared Triolo. Gasser brings home the pitch, and this one's popped back foul and out of play. It's 0-1. Well, as the boys this summer grind their way through another pennant chase, enjoy every inning with baseball's favorite comfort food, using your sausage, of course. Nothing beats a 1-2-3 ninth inning save, and nothing saves
Orson
Welles. Like an extra pack
1984.
Don't get caught short. Overpack. That's the rule when you're traveling throughout a Major League Baseball season. Pitches a hard hit ball out to center, but Mitchell tracking it into the gap in right center to make the catch for the second out. And there's two down now for Henry Davis. When you're packing your bags for the trip, you overpack. When you're packing your bags or your fears for the tailgate, you also overpack. Always have more than you need. So two in, but two down now here in the bottom of the second. Henry Davis, 157 average, 7 home runs. He's driven in 24. Gasser brings home the first pitch. It is bunted foul up the third baseline. Very defensive bunt by Henry Davis. And Henry Davis trying to test Shoemake over there at third base, the newest
what
Brewer.
It is to be young. You don't know what it is.
So nothing at one here on Davis. Went 1-for-2 yesterday.
Someday,
Brewers will have some work to do against Paul Skeens now, trailing 2-0 here in the second.
The same thing.
Yasser's 0-1. Is a fly ball to left.
Away.
Hit very well. Churio back at the track. He jumped up. And Jackson.
I have so many questions.
Did not bring it back. It is gone.
The wise man.
Two-run home run for Henry Davis. His 8th of the season.
Couldn't find
and it is
4-0
Pittsburgh.
No one has.
Churio got back there, gave it a great effort, just there beyond his reach to make the catch. It was a cutter in the zone, low inside corner. And the Pirates have struck for four here, and now Jackson stretching out a little bit out in left field. I think he's okay. But he went into that wall pretty hard as he got back there to try and make the catch.
Let's make music together.
Chris Hook is out to chat with Gasser.
I'll play the ball.
Churio gave himself a shot again. Just didn't make the catch. He got airborne above that wall. And he had a chance to bring that one back.
When your young days are over.
But a pretty good collision with the wall as he went up at the same time to try and make that catch. So the Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound. It's over. As Chris Hook on his way back into the dugout. Wall-to-wall screens, elite dining, and over 95 kiosks. It's a fan's dream. Potawatomi Sportsbook become a legend. So back to the top of the order now, Jake Makeham. Makeham 0-for-1. Right out to left, back in the first inning. Gasser had a 1-2-3 first, but the second inning has not been so kind. Pitch is a strike on the outside edge of the cut fastball. It's 0-1. The Pirates have been pretty aggressive. They're up there swinging. Davis' home run on the second pitch. Triolo's line out on the second pitch. Checked on a pitch down and away. With a changeup. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Ozuna. Singled on the second
pitch.
Gonzalez lined out on the first pitch. I mean, they're up there swinging against Gasser here. Here's the 1-1. This is a fly ball. Right center field. Freelick racing in and calling off Terang makes the catch. And the inning is over. On the Pirates strike for four. They do it on four hits, three of which were extra base hits. And they strand nobody. We go to the third, 4-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Celebrate summer the All-American way at Studebaker's Fuel and Brew. Tailgate season starts here.
In time,
back open summer with your favorite
when your young days
ice
are
cold
over.
Drinks, red, white, blue energy boost, adult beverages, bottled water,
build
everything
yourself.
You need to keep the party going.
Chef
10-pound bags of ice, just $1.99. Eat it fast, swing inside, or hit Studebaker's Lightning Fast Drive-Thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Snack and show at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, 31 and Spring in Racine.
In summer, you're hungry. You know where to go. Durango's Kenosha. Durango's Kenosha. The King's Custard Patio Window has all your sweet treats. Custard in a cup, cone, or sundae. Plus tornadoes, shakes, malts, slushies, and scoops of Cedar Crest ice cream. Snag a one-topping pizza at the patio window for just $7. Add a water or soda for a dollar more. Find more summer specials at DurangosKenosha.com. Durango's Kenosha. Durango's Kenosha. 31st Street and 22nd Avenue.
Strawberries are bursting with flavor at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Dig into irresistible strawberry torte. Indulge in a cloud-like Chaumes torte. Or grab a fresh strawberry pie loaded with hand-picked goodness. And don't miss the show-stopping strawberry shortcake with soft buttery layers, rich cream, and sweet juicy berries that simply melt in your mouth. But don't wait. These favorites will go fast. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
It is 4-0 Pittsburgh as we head to the third inning. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh Mellor. Thank you very much, Lane. And Paul Skeens has retired the first six batters that he's faced in short order. Sal Frelick will lead things off, then Joey Ortiz, and the newcomer, Braden Shoemake. Sal takes outside corner, a called strike one. Only 17 pitches for the first two innings. For the all-star who is not participating in the game on Tuesday, Paul Skeens. Frelick hit a home run yesterday, batting .240. It was his first home run since April. Lines one foul and outplayed on the left field line. He's in an 0-2 hole against Skeens. Four homers in total, 34 driven in for Sal. Third inning brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going across town, Club Citgo can save you money on every fill up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with them, you're good to go. And the 0-2 pitch is hit to left, but slicing foul again and out of play. So a four spot against Gasser in that bottom of the second inning as the Pirates try for the sweep. Brewers ending this 18-game and 17-day stretch. From the windup, the 0-2 high, and it's 1-2 on Sal. It's going to be a winning stretch in what is about as grueling of a two and a half weeks, beg your pardon, that you can have during a Major League Baseball season. 17 days. 1-2 pitch is poked foul by Frelick. Spoils one left field side. Brewers coming into the day in this stretch, 10-7. So if they lose even with that, they'll be 10-8. Needs 2.5 weeks. And at worst, they're going to have a 5-game lead in the division going into the All-Star break. The 1-2 again. It foul again. This one pulled on the ground up the first baseline. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee has major wins on deck. Play with your rewards card for a shot at cash, reward play, and new Toyotas. Visit Pottawatomie.com for details. So Frelick battling Skeens, leading off the visiting third, trailing 4-0. 1-2 again, flied into right. Easy for a Smerlin Valdez. Backs up maybe one step, and well in front of the track, makes the catch. Brewers are hitting the ball. They have only struck out once, but first seven batters have been retired by Skeens, and now Joey Ortiz coming to the plate. Here are the details, if you forgot it, on that first start of the year that Skeens made against the Brewers back in April at American Family Field. He had a perfect game through the first 20 batters.
Pitch to Joey is popped into the seats on the first base side. Jake Bowers broke it up in the seventh with two outs. He got that first and only Brewers base runner. Then the Pirates, who had a big lead in that game, took him out. So the Brewers have one base runner this year against Skeens. The 0-1. Taking that, the letters 97 for a strike. Joey Ortiz batting 225, and that's been on a big upswing. One of the more frustrating moments in the doubleheader yesterday was when his would-be homer hit the top of the wall. And now he pops one up foul, third base side. Drifting over towards the seats is Gonzalez, but that ball is going to be just past the Pirates dugout, and that's 0-2. Still on Joey. He hit a ball about as far as you can here at this ballpark. Without it being a homer, it hit that area where the wall juts out in front of the bullpens. It hit off the top of the padding and did not go over. He's really had a great week offensively. One out in the 0-2 again. Checked up on a sweeper down low. Skeens beat the Braves on Tuesday in his last start, which was noteworthy. 1-2 pitch. Taken down the middle for a called third strike. 97-mile-an-hour heater, and Joey is the second strikeout for Skeens. Two out here in the third, and the newcomer, Braden Shoemake, coming to the plate. The Pirates had lost each of Skeens' previous nine starts before Tuesday. It's almost incomprehensible that that's possible. He's been more human. Braden Shoemake takes a strike. We just found out that the Brewers acquired him about an hour and a half before the game started today. He had been injured with the Astros for most of the last month and a half. But we saw him play in the series against the Brewers in Houston. He swings and misses. Does Braden Shoemake, left-handed hitter, and it's 0-2. Shoemake, acquired by the Astros in April, had been playing in AAA with the Yankees. And with Houston, 30 games hit .256. Skeens 0-2 is high. Ball one, two out, nobody on, and a 4-0 Pirates lead in the visiting third. Shoemake, 28 years old. He's a former first-round pick. Can play all over the infield, and the Brewers like that versatility, of course, especially with Hamilton on the injured list. 1-2, he gets piece of a fastball and fouls it out of play and stays alive. He actually got injured in a game against the Brewers back in late May when they were in Houston, got hurt, landed on the IL, and was out for over a month. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider, and that's back-to-back strikeout. Skeens, perfect first time through the order. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 4-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Fire up the grill, and don't forget what makes it great. Take your burgers, brats, and dogs to the next level with fresh-baked buns from Main Street Bakery. Soft, flavorful hamburger, hot dog, and brat buns. Baked fresh daily and built to handle the big, juicy stuff. Every backyard barbecue deserves oven-fresh perfection. Want to turn up the heat? Try their green chili and cheese buns. Bold, zesty, and packed with flavor in every bite. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This celebration of America's 250th birthday is sponsored by Sail Time Wisconsin. Always wanted to sail? Sail Time Wisconsin makes it simple and accessible. Start your adventure today.
In 1941, as millions of American troops deployed overseas during World War II, the United Service Organizations, or USO, was born to bring a piece of home to the front lines. Through the legendary efforts of stars like Bob Hope, the USO organized camp shows, dances, and recreation centers in active combat zones. Over the decades, generations of entertainers have traveled the globe, boosting morale and offering comfort to servicemen and women far from home. The USO remains a vital bridge of support, connecting our military families with the nation they defend. Its lasting legacy of service and entertainment honors the sacrifices of our armed forces, cementing our shared gratitude.
Streaming is powered by Gruber Law.
One call, that's all.
Injured?
Remember, one call, that's all.
Robert Gasser will try to bounce back after the tough bottom of the second. He gave up 4 hits, 3 for extra bases, and Henry Davis hit the home run that changed this game. Made a 2-0 game, 4-0. So it is the meat of the order. Brandon Lau coming up to start the bottom of the third. First pitch, swing and a miss. Lau took a called third strike back in the first inning. And Henry Davis home run, his 8th of the year. Just the 2nd of his career against the Brewers, just over that left field wall. The pitch to Lau is outside, lefty versus lefty. When the game is on the line, the Brewers rely on their elite bullpen. When your oral health is on the line, rely on a WDA member dentist. To find a WDA dentist near you, go to WDA.org. And now the 1-1 to Lau comes in low from Gasser, and it's 2-1. If you're wondering, why didn't Jacob Mizorowski start today, as had been listed for most of the week? Brewers explained it after the doubleheader yesterday. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a sweeper. It's 2-2. Miz is dealing with a bit of fatigue. That's how they described it. They didn't say injury, and they were careful to not do so. The way that it was explained by Pat Murphy is that Mizorowski just didn't bounce back fully the way that they would have hoped to have him start today after that long start in St. Louis. And the 2-2 is swung on and missed. He struck him out. Sweeper down and away there, and Lau has fanned twice against Robert Gasser. 2 of his 3 ortho ASAP strikeouts. They say don't strike out. Get back to the active lifestyle you want at Ortho ASAP. See a specialist today at orthowisconsin.com. 1 out, 4-0 Pirates, bottom third, and Brian Reynolds coming to the plate. He struck out also back in the first. Gasser's first pitch is swung through on a changeup. So Miz is given extra time, and I think that, truthfully, you could say he deserves about a 2-week break. He has been such a horse. As valuable as it gets for a pitcher for any team this year, I think. Pitch high, this time on Reynolds 1-1. And so his last start was Tuesday in St. Louis. Sounds like he may not start until that second series out of the All-Star break when we get there. That would be the Mets. So that could be 2 weeks. 1-1 pitch is lined in a right, opposite way, and a base hit for Brian Reynolds. Over to pick it up is Sal Frelick, and he'll throw it in to hold Reynolds at first with a one-out single. His third hit of this series that the Pirates are trying to complete a sweep in. And here comes their ace, Marlene Valdez, the 22-year-old rookie who doubled to start the 4-run rally last inning. He drove in 8 of the 10 runs that the Pirates scored in the twin bill yesterday on his own bat. Pitch by Gasser is up and in, ball one. So you got Mizorowski getting some extended rest. Of course, Kyle Harrison yesterday got placed onto the injured list. He'll get at least a couple of weeks. Those have been the 2 top starting pitchers for the Brewers this season, as you know, and it's a good time to give them some time. Fly ball is poked into shallow right center. It's going to be Mitchell moving over to his left from center field, and Garrett makes the catch. They get Valdez for out number 2 here in the third. Let's get a safe driving tip from Schneider and their professional truck drivers. Remind you that distracted driving puts everyone at risk, so stay focused and drive safely. Back to first went Reynolds, and here comes Ryan O'Hearn.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.